There you are again. Yes.
There you are again. Hey. Well, good to see you.
We
might.
Really good.
We need to get this though. Oh my god, that's huge.
Hola. Hola, ¿cómo le va?
It just has a.
Cómo me he reído con ustedes anoche.
Sí. Oh, ah. ¿Te gustó?
Fue mi prueba más linda. Sí. Oye, pero te tengo que decir la verdad, qué bonita te ves tú en esa película. Me encantó.
Gracias.
De
muchas
verdad.
Gracias.
¿Quién ganó en esa película?
Tú me pusiste al pobre Eugenio ahí.
I was going to say, yeah, who got the short end of the stick?
No, I was so lucky. Mel was cast before me, so they were like, oh, you know, your husband's already cast, so. And I said, oh, great, who is it? And then Mel was like, no! I was so excited.
Your chemistry on screen is really wonderful.
Thank you. The spinoff is going to be called. No.
Bobby and Terry. Terry and Bobby.
Bobby and Teresa.
Bobby and Teresa matchmakers.
Exactly. We match people by crimes.
Right? That was thanks to her a lot. I remember her telling Bob and Rob, like, I really, really want to show how much these two love each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Oh, cool. We wanted to bring it out more. And then we added a lot. We got to improv a lot, which was a lot of fun. And Mel and I have known each other for 20 years, so it's been, it was easy. We were just like, yeah! It was fun.
Did you have any kind of trepidation about tackling this film because of the love for the original?
Right. No. After I read the script, no. Like, not one hesitation, because it was so different, but yet similar. The gender switch totally makes more sense, especially mm-hmm. in today's day and age. You know, with Anna playing Kurt Russell, with Anna Faris playing Kurt Russell's part, single mom, three kids, five jobs, trying to make ends meet. I think right now in these times, everybody's going to identify with her. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know her. That's my neighbor. That's my sister. That's me, you know. And so it worked so well. And then the cultural infusion of Latinos just was like seamless and flawless. You didn't have to speak about it. It just is. And so, after I read the script, it was like a no-brainer for me.
I hadn't read the script, and so I was just, my initial response was, oh God, really?
Yeah.
And then I had a barbecue that weekend, and I remember that I had gotten it, and I was sitting there with Emily Spivey, who's this wonderful female writer. She was on SNL for years. Mm-hmm. She wrote on a bunch of other shows. And she was like, let me tell you something. She was like, Overboard is my favorite movie. And if you guys mess this up, you're in trouble. And I'm coming to your house. And I'm really excited that you got this job. But you better, you know. And
yeah.
So there was part of me that was like, oh, my God. But no, after reading the script, I agree. I totally wholeheartedly agree with Eva. Mm. It was just, you know, it pays homage to the mm-hmm. original. And it's its own thing. And yeah, and it's pretty wonderful. I haven't seen the movie yet, so yeah.
You did, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah? Oh, great.
Did you?
Yes, I saw it two nights ago, actually. And
I love it.
How did you miss it?
See? Yeah.
You're
going to
cry.
Me encantó.
Oh.
Mira, yo le digo sí. Lo que mismo le dije a todos los que venían. Yo ayer cuando llegué allí entré al cine, yo iba súper, pero súper cansada. Ya yo tengo 53 años, había tenido un día terrible.
¿Qué dices? Eres joven.
Y iba allá y yo le dije, ay, si esta movie no está buena, yo me duermo. Con una energía, créamelo, que me dieron, qué bonito sentirse. Me fue el tiempo.
Ay, qué bien.
Porque tiene mensajes tan bonitos, tiene mensajes sí. de todo, del valor de la familia, del valor de que el dinero no es la felicidad, que es tan importante ver eso, que le, todo, da tantos mensajes sí. bonitos, que en lugar de tú pensar en nada negativo, todo es positivo. Uh-huh. Y eso, cuando las personas lo vayan a ver, eso le va a entrar esa cosa positiva, porque el mundo está muy lleno de tantas cosas feas, triste, que sí. no transmiten lo que esa película te va a transmitir, sí. Y va a ser muy lindo.
Ah, eso me llena el corazón, gracias, uh-huh. Es de verdad, porque no, es verdad, el mundo ahorita, uh-huh, de verdad necesita esa película.
Ese tipo, sí, de película. Y también ese, normalmente es el mensaje de Eugenio Derbez de sus películas, siempre hay un mensaje bueno.
Oh, siempre.
Sí. Y me encanta que esta película va a llenar la gente con amor, con ideas de qué es más importante en la vida.
You mentioned that you were able to improvise. How much were you able to improvise throughout the movie?
You know, Mel got to do a lot of Spanglish, which was important. Would know it because it's how he grew up too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Those were that's how my friends, you know, that's how my friends talk. So, mm-hmm. I was saying, like, I researched this role for the first 18 and a half years of my life in Little Havana in Miami, you know what I mean? So, you know, people speak half in English and half in Spanish, sometimes go on long tangents in Spanish and then bring it back to English, and very long tangents in Spanish and then bring it back to English. So, yeah, I think that it was really cool. I it was really cool to do that. Rob and Bob both didn't speak Spanish, the writers and directors, so they just at times would check in and say, like, that's not a really bad word, is it? No, trust me. But you know what? I think maybe a couple of little...
No. I've got to ask you, Ava, in the pizza parlor, they're all watching a telenovela. Mm-hmm. Was this a direct homage to your show, telenovela?
I know. Gosh, I love that show so much. No, you know, this movie is by Pantaleon. That's co-owned by Televisa, and I think it was an homage to them. I mean, the telenovela is one of the oldest formats in television. It doesn't even belong to us here in the United States. You know, it's a form of storytelling that is beloved, mm-hmm, by the Latino community. So I love that. I love that you know, they kind of tied that in a way that was authentic. For the guys in the kitchen to be watching it, and then they go, "What's happening in our town?" was funny, because you go, "Yeah, that's that." It could seem far fetched if somebody has amnesia in your town, but the way they wove the story together was just genius. The writers,
but I saw that and I'm like, I started chuckling in the theater because, like, wonder is this an homage for Ava?
That's legit. Oh, that's legit. I grew up watching La Quinceañera with my grandmother and my uncle, actually, who we just could not miss an episode growing up.
It's authentic to the world.
Yeah.
And for you, I know that you played a labor.
Yeah.
Did you go out? You've done labor before?
Oh, God, yeah. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I've been a roofer in Miami. No. Trust me, I've done some serious labor. Yeah. Yeah. It's very nice to have this job now where I get to sit in air-conditioned hotel rooms and talk to the likes of you. No research necessary. Yeah. I've done plenty of that research. I never want to go back to researching that again.
That's why you played such a good boss.
Oh, yeah, go boss. Thank you. Yeah, I've been a dishwasher. I've done all the
Oh, look at that! You could have worked in the pizza kitchen then.
I could have, but I had guys working for me.
Yeah.
I like it apart. Eugenio está negociando con el padre y él te dice, and you say, no importa, güey.
Tranquilo, espérate un momentico. No, piénsalo. Yeah.
And you say, wow, he's going to throw
away a lot.
He's going to throw all the...
I love that. I was saying that my favorite scene probably in the movie is that, with the boat chases the other boat.
Oh, and yeah.
And they jump in the water and they're negotiating. Like, all that was really, really great. But filming it was so hard because we were on a boat for like all day. We couldn't get off that little boat. And so that was hard.
A lot of people got really sick, and it was awful because you got to see people change all different colors, rainbow colors. But. Yeah. We got super tired. It just made us sleep. I'd find her like sleeping in weird places under like a table. And Eva, are you okay? Yeah, I'm just sleeping. And then I'd go take a nap. Yeah, I was like, It's just so...
feel like it's like a cradle.
It's like a little cradle, yeah.
Rocking you to sleep.
Yeah. The idea was you. The idea for the...
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Vanessa's idea.
The one...
La culpable.
It was funny. I remember talking to Bob and Rob, the directors, about it, and I said, this is the most important... It's the most important part of the movie. But setting up your plot of the movie...
Yeah.
Has to be sold in a way that you know, people are on board with it, and so I loved that I had that responsibility as Teresa to say, you know, there's some poetic justice in what I'm about to say, so don't judge it, and then to go through with it, and then there was, I remember all of us on set debating, like, should we say it's a crime, and should we address the elephant in the room? Like, it's not just a bad idea, it's actually
kidnapping.
And so I was like, it's just a little crime. It's like a baby crime. And that was improv. That was actually on set. Like, I feel like I should maybe say, like,
Look, I know this is kidnapping.
I know
here's
it's a
deal.
Crime.
But.
a little bit of a crime. Yeah.
I was telling Eugenio earlier that the way the whole, all the characters just seem just great chemistry all through the film.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely, like I said earlier, you guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Did you guys get to work along everyone else or just...
No, yeah, some of us didn't.
I'm
sorry.
We worked with Eugenio and...
Yes, we did.
And Anna.
Yeah.
But you worked with the...
All the guys.
And I didn't... I never saw the laborers.
Yeah, I worked with, you know, Omar Chaparro and Adrian Uribe.
Once you meet you, Babby.
Yes, he's...
I just met him.
You had met Omar before, right?
Never.
No?
No, and he's a very good friend of my husband's.
Oh, he's such a good guy.
That was his big lament, that he had not gotten to meet you.
He was out there in the hallway, and he said, look, it's Eva Longoria!
He's the greatest, because you know, he's a big star in Mexico, and so I love that he was in this movie in this part, because you don't normally see him this way.
Yeah,
it's very, very recognizable.
Well, and something like, you know, like Bobby, like, you know, I mean, and these incredible Mexican, not that they weren't, but like non-comic actors, like Fernando Luján, who's done this incredible body of work, and like, you know, I mean, Cecilia Suarez, who's won, like, you know, the equivalent to an Oscar in Mexico several times now. You know, I mean, we had some pretty
heavyweights
you know, in the film. It's pretty cool.
I actually have a confession. I did not recognize Luján. Now.
Oh, yeah?
But I saw an old photo of him, and I get, oh, my God.
Is he hilarious in the movie? Because watching him on the prompter, we were literally like, oh, like trying not to
laugh.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
One more question, guys.
He's really good.
We don't get to see you that much in front of the camera lately, but you've been so busy behind the camera. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that where we're going to see more of you?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I just love... Everybody says, oh, you're an actor turned director and producer. And I was always a director, producer, turned actor. Like, in my head, I was always like... I liked the business side of things. I liked putting projects together. You know, as an actor, you show up, you say your lines, you leave. You don't get to decide what take we use. You don't get to decide the music that's laid over that. You don't get to decide who your co-star is. You don't get to decide the marketing of the poster. Like, you just show up and say your lines. And to me, that felt so...
Maybe.
Helpless, and I felt like I wasn't utilizing every muscle in my brain, and
your
so
potential.
Like I felt like I wasn't tapping into my full potential as a human being, and so directing and producing really allows me to do that, and I love it so much. And I also like the responsibility of job creation, like that to me. I remember being on the set of Telenovela, and the construction was going up, and they were building the sets. Plus people building, and my friend Sean Cassidy, who's a showrunner, he said, he goes, can you believe this? He goes, you had an idea, and 300 people have a job, like from an idea.
Mm.
Wow.
And I never realized that, and now I'm obsessed with that. Like, I'm like,
wow.
I love for everything from a construction crew has to build, to drivers and transportation, to a dry cleaner, to the caterer, to,
exactly.
I mean, it's not just about
the
actors getting jobs, it's, you know,
so you dip into everything.
Oh, everything. Right now, I've been on the phone, you know, trying to cut down a location fee with our locations manager. Like, I'm like, you can't charge us for the and they always send me in to go, like, bat my eyes.
Right. I've known her for 20 years. If I could just really quickly. I've known her for 20 years, and she's always been, and I agree with what you said. You probably were, because I know you were, because she's always been such a watcher, great listener, and observer. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like to create, and especially for our community, I want to do that even more. You know, the last three projects, you know, producing Devious Maids, all Latino cast, producing Telenovela, all Latino cast, to this new one we're producing for ABC, Grand Hotel, you know, all Latino cast. It's wonderful to bring these stories, these perspectives out, because they're you don't normally see those people on TV in that way. You know, Grand Hotel that I'm shooting now is an upstairs downstairs story where the Hispanics are upstairs. They're the owners of the hotel. They're very elegant. They're very educated. They're very affluent, and they're you know, there's a lot of secrets behind this hotel and the downstairs people. And so it's so fun to navigate that from their perspective, from a Latino's perspective. And it's just fun. I love it. It's sweet. But I will be in front of the camera soon. I mean, we have The Overboard, and then I have another movie, Dog Days, coming out in August. So,
yeah.
Oh, yes. I love your documentaries.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
And Mel, you're hysterical.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yo soy la de Giancarlo.
No, él va a salir en Gran Hotel con nosotros.
¿Quién, Giancarlo?
Sí.
No me digas, yo soy la que
la su presidenta.
Ay, sí, yo sé. No, yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you so much,
guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I know, I'm dying for Grand Hotel.
Oh, it's so good.
If it's half as good as Devious Maids.
It's better. It's the writer of Devious Maids.
Ah, mentira. ¿Qué pasa? Mi papá también era de Santiago de las Vegas.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Thank you.